You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Leslie Everett, founder of Walking Tall, international speaker, and author of Corporate Brand Personality. Walking Tall provides proven personal branding, training, and coaching programs to companies wanting to improve their corporate brand via people behaviors. Leslie, it is our pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here, Eric. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. So your latest book is titled Corporate Brand Personality. If you would, explain what Corporate Brand Personality is all about to kick things off today.
Sure. I'm a true believer that today the brand of any organization, whether it's a small business or a large global organization, is about the people behaviors and how people make all your customers and all your stakeholders feel when they interact with them. And that's the piece that gives the brand real personality. And in my view, there's not enough emphasis in alignment with the overall marketing messages and the effort that's put into brand messages for a company in terms of aligning people behaviors to that message. So corporate brand personality is about maximizing what I believe is the most powerful part of the brand today, and that is the people behaviors and their interactions.
So Leslie, why would you say it would be important for companies to focus on their brand personality?
It's something that I think traditionally companies, whatever size, know that, you know, people are an important part of their brand. But generally, in my experience, they don't delve into the depths that really makes the difference in terms of people mindset, of individuals internalizing and interpreting what the company is trying to achieve. And the reason they don't achieve it to the level that's needed to frequently and consistently reinforce messaging with people is that they don't make it about the individual enough. They don't address the what's in it for me factor. And if we don't do this, we're in great danger of misaligning messages. So where there's a more of an investment now than ever in marketing, and marketing budgets are increasing, and we've of course got social media and digital marketing, which gives us the access to reach a much wider audience much more quickly and frequently, we're potentially setting ourselves up for a bigger fall, because we're getting those brand messages out there frequently with this media, but we're not focusing in the same detail on making sure our people behave in a way that supports those messages authentically in their own way. So it's vitally important now for companies to make sure that they focus on this brand personality piece.
Also, how does an entrepreneur go about creating their personal brand?
Yeah, I think this is something, as an entrepreneur myself, obviously, I see a lot of entrepreneurs, and in the speaker world, everybody's an entrepreneur. So I see a lot of things going on that I think are happening in a way that they shouldn't be. And I think as an entrepreneur, particularly when you start out with your business, you're more focused on all the nice sexy bits, you know, the color and the logos and the website and all your marketing collateral. But really, truly, for an entrepreneur to go about creating their personal brand, they need to be thinking about the brand of their business from them as an individual. They are singularly the most important part of the brand of that organization, with every piece of visibility and exposure they have and everything that they communicate with. So it's vitally important that they start to think about what their authentic core is, what their set of values are, what their personal purpose is. So that's the starting point, is to think about what is it that I really want to be known for, I want to be famous for, what's really at the core of me, what really motivates and drives me. And if I'm working with people, that's what I do, is to really sort of suck this out of them, to really be clear about what their own personal mission is. Because without that piece, you run the risk of the whole brand of the company becoming inconsistent and unauthentic. So that's the starting point. And then we look at how we build those layers on the personal brand, authentic personal brand, to project the brand and package it consistently so that the visibility and profile is built in alignment.
Great information there today. We are joined by Leslie Everett, founder of Walking Tall. She's an international speaker and author of Corporate Brand Personality here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Leslie, how do you make sure your brand as an entrepreneur is maintained to keep relevance?
I think the key is that you know, personal brand doesn't stay static in terms of your brand today. When you start a business, might evolve over a couple of years and should evolve. You know, it should keep readjusting and reevaluating. So firstly, as I said before, it's getting the clarity of what is my purpose, what am I truly motivated in, rather than just moving with something because there's an external force. You've got to remain consistent and authentic. And then it's then getting feedback as much as you can. I think one of the key things for me that's important as an entrepreneur is to ask questions of my clients regularly and suppliers, because I'll come back to that. But it's, you know, questions like, what do you get from me when you work with me? What do you get from our business when you work with our people? What are the key things? And you can get some real gems that come across when you ask these direct questions. They'll come out with things that you just wouldn't expect, like, well, you know, I always have this comfortable feeling that you're always going to do what you say you're going to do because you always respond quickly. And, you know, that's something that's incredibly valuable for me to know, because that becomes a core part of my brand that actually is a marketable part that I then realize that my clients all need. So there'll be some real gems that come out. And I think the feedback, continual feedback is important. Continual feedback from suppliers as well. And I've written about this in the book. I think a lot of companies will tend to focus on their client-facing staff in sales roles in terms of getting the brand out there. But what about when you're dealing with somebody that needs to deal with your legal or your accounts department? You know, often I find, and often this is more with larger companies, but we have a great experience with the head of L&D, for example. And then when we go to deal with legal or procurement or accounts payable, then we get a different experience of the company. And that's something that then dilutes and taints the overall brand message that they've worked so hard on with their client-facing staff. So it's really important for an entrepreneur to think about not just their brand, but are they clear about their values and what they expect to happen within their company, and make sure that that's clear to everybody within the business, and give them the empowerment and the training and the focus and the freedom to actually, and the openness to be themselves, to reinforce that. So I think, you know, the feedback is so important, but to make sure that the overall culture within the business is such that you're enabling people to really get to the depths of what your company culture and spirit is all about. So there's some key things there, but in other ways of keeping relevant, is as an entrepreneur and as an owner of a business, it's so important to keep visible. If we're not visible, then quite simply, in people's terms, eyes today, we don't exist. You know, if our LinkedIn profile isn't kept up to date with a good photo, with a good summary, with activity, videos and blogs and comments on other discussion groups, getting out there on the external stage to speak at conferences, on panels, get into media, writing articles, doing radio, TV interviews, podcasts like this. If they're not keeping themselves visible in other people's eyes and in the perception of others, they're becoming irrelevant. So you could say it's hard work to keep on top of this stuff, but actually it's absolutely vital. It's a key part of the corporate brand and your business success today.
And what would you say is the most important element of your personal brand as an entrepreneur?
I think what people are looking for today is trust and respecting an organization. And then if you're looking at millennials, as you know, a lot more millennials coming through now, 34, 35 years of age, they tend to be our target market an awful lot. They're our customers. They're looking for other elements as well, as, you know, social responsibility, somebody that is ethical, a company that's ethical, somebody that's consistent. It's not always a big brand. So great news for entrepreneurs and smaller businesses, that there are many things that people look for in a business today. So the personal brand of the owner of that business and the entrepreneur themselves really has to be focused on building that trust and respect with everything that they do. Every social media post, everything they comment on in broadcast media, everything they do when they're at a presentation in meetings, they have to be so consistent with keeping and making sure that those elements that are core to the value set of their consumers today are relevant all the time and exposed all the time. So I mentioned earlier about visibility, and you know, we can't build trust without being visible. And I think it's no longer good enough for owners of businesses to be shut away in their office and let other people do all the external work or be more visible than they are. It's time to get out. It's time to get out in the community and look at how you personally can be more prominent, can be more visible, can be more authentic. And it's not about being perfect with everything you do. You know, this authenticity piece is becoming, I keep hearing it in the corporate world more and more and more. Big companies are looking for authenticity in what they do. Smaller organizations keep saying that people want to know what they're all about. And there's no better way of getting authentic messages out about your business than through the owner of the business themselves. So, you know, all of these things are so, so important. And I think it's important to be visible and transparent with our own values so that people around us can be much more clear about what we stand for as well. That way you take people with you more, that way you have much more of a coherent and collaborative business, and you can make sure that everybody's in line with your way of thinking, which at the end of the day is at the core of your business.
Well, well said, and certainly appreciate all the valuable information on personal branding and corporate brand personality. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
I think it's something that, you know, we all know as entrepreneurs, we're so busy. There's never enough hours in the day and the week to get everything done. And things like this can easily just slip aside, or I'll do that next week or next month. It's something that we have to make a habit and make sure that we're doing something every week to work on our own personal brand, our own visibility, and our own exposure. And we recently put together an online program because we realized that small companies don't always have budgets to train everybody within a business, and coaching can be very expensive. So we wanted to put something together where we could give people access to a very structured process to build their brand online, but with supported coaches and our team that spend time with them every month for 45 minutes, just one-to-one. And that's an easy way to get access to building your brand, and it's something now that we just can't afford to ignore. If we do, we'll be out of business and we'll become uncompetitive. So to get something in the calendar to work on it right now.
Awesome advice and conclusion there. Now, if you would, Leslie, tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly, and how could one be in touch?
Of course. I have two websites. My personal one as a keynote speaker is leslieeverett.com, and Leslie spelled L-E-S-L-E-Y. Everett, EVERETT.com. And then the Walking Tall site is walkingtall.org, O-R-G. And that has more information on training programs as well. If anybody wants anything specific, of course, drop me an email at leslie@leslieeverett.com.
Easy enough. Well, Leslie, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and certainly look forward to an opportunity to speak with you in the future right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Leslie Everett, the founder of Walking Tall. She's an international speaker and author of Corporate Brand Personality. Walking Tall provides proven personal branding, training, and coaching programs to companies wanting to improve their corporate brand via people behaviors. And for more information, visit either leslieeverett.com or walkingtall.org. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.